1. You hear a customer talking to a shop assistant about a coat she bought.
Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this coat here yesterday, but when I tried it on at home, I found it was too tight on me. So I'd like to exchange it for a larger one.
I don't think we have one in stock. Perhaps you'd like to try on another kind of coat or a jacket? Actually, we've got some lovely winter jackets just in.
No, that's not really what I'm looking for.
I could order the one you mentioned if you like, or return your money, whichever you prefer.
Could you order it, please?
Fine. Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this coat here yesterday, but when I tried it on at home, I found it was too tight on me. So I'd like to exchange it for a larger one.
I don't think we have one in stock. Perhaps you'd like to try on another kind of coat or a jacket? Actually, we've got some lovely winter jackets just in.
No, that's not really what I'm looking for.
I could order the one you mentioned if you like, or return your money, whichever you prefer.
Could you order it, please?
Fine.
2. You hear a weather forecast on the radio.
I'm afraid it looks like there's quite a storm heading towards western and northern areas, and that will arrive about dawn tomorrow. The rest of the country will start off cloudy with a few showers, but by lunchtime there will be clear skies and the bright weather will last well into the early evening, apart from in the south where there might be a few foggy patches once the sun goes down. At around the same time, bad weather will reach eastern regions, bringing high winds and heavy rain, with the possibility of flooding in low-lying areas. I'm afraid it looks like there's quite a storm heading towards western and northern areas, and that will arrive about dawn tomorrow. The rest of the country will start off cloudy with a few showers, but by lunchtime there will be clear skies and the bright weather will last well into the early evening, apart from in the south where there might be a few foggy patches once the sun goes down. At around the same time, bad weather will reach eastern regions, bringing high winds and heavy rain, with the possibility of flooding in low-lying areas.
3. You hear an office worker talking about cycling to work.
I sometimes think back to when I used to drive to work in the morning, looking at my watch and worrying in case the traffic made me late. And though I still have to ride through it, and I still get held up by the lights, I much prefer going on two wheels. By the time I arrive, I feel pleasantly tired, almost as if I'd been for a light workout at the gym, and that's a good way to start the day. I hardly give any thought to my work until I actually sit down at my desk, because nowadays I feel much more relaxed and able to cope with whatever might come up during the day. I sometimes think back to when I used to drive to work in the morning, looking at my watch and worrying in case the traffic made me late. And though I still have to ride through it, and I still get held up by the lights, I much prefer going on two wheels. By the time I arrive, I feel pleasantly tired, almost as if I'd been for a light workout at the gym, and that's a good way to start the day. I hardly give any thought to my work until I actually sit down at my desk, because nowadays I feel much more relaxed and able to cope with whatever might come up during the day.
4. You hear a radio announcer talking about a competition for writers of short stories.
We're looking for good short stories to read out on next week's programme. So, if you think you're capable of writing an interesting tale in less than 750 words, either send it in as an email attachment or post it to us, and you may be one of the lucky 5 prize winners. Unlike in some competitions, as long as they are original pieces of writing, you can send in as many as you like. And there's no upper or lower age limit. In fact, last year's first prize was won by a 17-year-old. and the winner of the second prize was just 16. We're looking for good short stories to read out on next week's programme. So, if you think you're capable of writing an interesting tale in less than 750 words, either send it in as an email attachment or post it to us, and you may be one of the lucky 5 prize winners. Unlike in some competitions, as long as they are original pieces of writing, you can send in as many as you like. And there's no upper or lower age limit. In fact, last year's first prize was won by a 17-year-old, and the winner of the second prize was just 16.
5. You hear a conversation about reading.
So, what sort of books do you like to read in your spare time?
Well, in my student days, I went through a phase of reading novels that could really make me laugh out loud. But although I still like entertaining stories, my tastes have changed a little.
To what kinds of thing?
Action stories that take place in remote parts of the world. The kinds of location my grandfather visited in his younger days, but I can only dream of travelling to. I particularly like those with weird characters, quite unlike anyone you've ever met.
So, what sort of books do you like to read in your spare time?
Well, in my student days, I went through a phase of reading novels that could really make me laugh out loud. But although I still like entertaining stories, my tastes have changed a little.
To what kinds of thing?
Action stories that take place in remote parts of the world. The kinds of location my grandfather visited in his younger days, but I can only dream of travelling to. I particularly like those with weird characters, quite unlike anyone you've ever met.
6. You hear 2 people talking about watching films on the internet.
Isn't it much simpler to look at some online reviews, choose a movie, pay a little to download it, and then settle down to watch it, rather than go into town, queue up for tickets, and then sit in a crowded, uncomfortable cinema?
There's certainly a much wider choice available, and getting the one you want is easy too, but it's never the same as seeing it on the big screen. And I wouldn't take too much notice of the comments made by other buyers. They're even less reliable than the arts critics in the newspapers.
Isn't it much simpler to look at some online reviews, choose a movie, pay a little to download it, and then settle down to watch it, rather than go into town, queue up for tickets, and then sit in a crowded, uncomfortable cinema?
There's certainly a much wider choice available, and getting the one you want is easy too, but it's never the same as seeing it on the big screen. And I wouldn't take too much notice of the comments made by other buyers. They're even less reliable than the arts critics in the newspapers.
7. You hear a woman at an airport talking on the phone.
Yes, it's an awful feeling, and I've been kicking myself here. It's never happened to me before, though I've had a few near misses. Like the time I got stuck in traffic on the road to the airport and only just made it in time. Or when I got off the underground at Terminal 5 rather than 4 and had to race back to the station when I eventually realised my mistake. On this occasion, I got there on time, but there were just too many people waiting ahead of me. And when I finally reached the desk, I was told the flight had closed. Yes, it's an awful feeling, and I've been kicking myself here. It's never happened to me before, though I've had a few near misses. Like the time I got stuck in traffic on the road to the airport and only just made it in time. Or when I got off the underground at Terminal 5 rather than 4 and had to race back to the station when I eventually realised my mistake. On this occasion, I got there on time, but there were just too many people waiting ahead of me. and when I finally reached the desk, I was told the flight had closed.
8. You hear a man talking about his new job.
When I first saw the ad in the employment section of the paper, it wasn't the fact I'd be earning far more than I am now that caught my attention. It was the chance to achieve my full potential, doing something relevant to the experience I'd gained before I took up my current post. In fact, though the job description in the ad talked about good prospects of rising within the company structure, that's never really been an ambition of mine. When I first saw the ad in the employment section of the paper, it wasn't the fact I'd be earning far more than I am now that caught my attention. It was the chance to achieve my full potential, doing something relevant to the experience I'd gained before I took up my current post. In fact, though the job description in the ad talked about good prospects of rising within the company structure, that's never really been an ambition of mine.